Yeah, absolutely. One impressive performance, the second fastest time ever, and 1:43. And particularly in view of the fact that, you know, he's been on the road, he's been travelling a lot, and but the nature of it was just unbelievable. That finish over the last 80 meters, it was hard to really get to grips with, because it was so impressive, you know. So he's in good shape. He's very strong, as you can well see, and his finishing speed and all of that. So it's all good. I mean, his early season form has been good, Mark, and you know, really, really good as he prepares. And again, I repeat, as he prepares for the big one this year, which is the European Championships.
Is that late stretch down the home straight something Mark has always done, Patsy, or is this kind of a new thing we're seeing, that strong finish?
Well, I'd say no, I always had a strong finish, you know, but I would say, if I were to put something down to it, I would say that his experience, now he's working for him, you know, he's not panicking, he's not, he realises that he has that finish, but I mean, it'll not always work, you know. So races vary, and races, all races are different, the personnel in the races are different, so he's got to adopt a different strategy for different races and different situations. But at this moment in time, that was a world-class field last night as well. You know, won by the Frenchman, Toole, in 1:43.66, which is very, very fast. So it's very encouraging, I suppose. You know, I mean, his training regime right now is he works off altitude and then races, and probably most likely will go back to altitude now. He'll race a few more races. Go back up to altitude and then maybe try and squeeze in a couple of races before the Europeans. But that would be what's in his head at the moment, you know.
And in terms of these times, 1:43.80 last night, a season's best. What do these kind of times mean in the context of what Mark could go on to achieve later this year, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's as good as it is, you know, at the moment in terms of European athletics. That's as good as it is, and you know, he's going to be in the toss up when it all happens, if he can keep repeating these performances. And I have no doubt that he can run faster, most definitely. You know, the pace went through 400 last night in 50.2. I do believe he can go through faster, and you know, that means faster times and so on. You know, so he's at this stage of his life, he's running some serious stuff, you know, and world class stuff as well. And an answer to your direct question, yes, he's a serious candidate for whatever race he's in at the moment.